I think the most memorable English language learning experience was in Korea. During that time, the professor organized a big party for us to learn English with the foreigners from a lot of places such as the England and Finland and America. And we, during that time, we just talk about our experience in Korea, and we share our experience, share our happy things with each other. And I think it's a very nice opportunity for us to know each other and learn the English language, yeah.
What was the reason for being in Korea? It was part of an undergraduate program?
No, it's just a program. It's the program between our university and the Suncheon University in Korea. Yeah. Yeah, exchange. Yeah.
So let's talk about reading in English now. Do you have any memorable reading experiences in English?
Reading? In fact, for me, I think reading is very difficult, yeah. But listening and speaking is, I think it's okay. But reading sometimes is really difficult. And when I went to Hong Kong, I have to pass the exam in England, yeah. It's very difficult, I think, especially in the reading. Most of the time, I can't remember a lot of words, and I should try my best to just remember the words and practice a lot of times, and I think it's very difficult for me, yeah.
And once you completed and got a good result in IELTS, and now you're in Hong Kong, how much of all that learning you did for IELTS is being applied now? I mean, can you use all of that study, work and experience in the studying that you're doing now?
I think yes. Yeah, I think in Hong Kong, I have a lot of opportunity to practice my English. And but in fact, I also think that a lot of words that we should prepare for the IELTS exam is sometimes it's not very. We don't use them all the time. Yeah, just for the exam. So I don't think it's very, very nice for us. Yeah, because. Yeah.
So you said you're using English a lot in Hong Kong. What situations?
I think maybe I have some classes or I have a lot of friends, and maybe in the future I will talk to my boss and talk to my friends in English. So I should prepare it and with my friends and others. Yeah.